Coming off a landslide re-election victory 2 months earlier, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker launched his second term Thursday with a mostly forward-looking, optimistic tone.
I, Charles D. Baker, do solemnly swear
that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
With his hand placed on a Bible held by his 90-year-old father, Baker recited the oath of office from Senate President Karen Spilka and became the first Republican in 24 years to begin a second term in the corner office.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
In a 35-minute address in a packed House chamber at the State House, Baker said he would continue the get-the-job-done collaborative style that marked his first 4 years as governor, an approach to governing that he said made people proud to be from Massachusetts.
Let others engage in the cheap shots and the low blows. Let's make our brand of politics positive and optimistic instead of cruel and dark.
As expected, Baker made no new promises nor pledged to begin any bold initiatives. The familiar issues of education, transportation, housing, and the opioid crisis were the substantive highlights of the speech.
But when it comes to the difference in performance between urban and suburban school districts, we can and we must do better. The foundation formula needs to be updated, and we'll propose updates when we file our budget later this month.
Following a plan developed in his first term, Baker said $8 billion would be spent over the next 5 years to repair and upgrade the core infrastructure of the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority. He also said the state should build more infrastructure for new zero-emission and autonomous vehicles.
Third, reduce greenhouse gas emissions within the transportation system. The work we're poised to do with our Northeast and Mid-Atlantic partners should produce a cap and investment system for transportation that mirrors our successful model for energy. It will be the largest program of its kind in U.S. history.
Baker said he'd take another stab this legislative session at a bill on health care cost containment and on a bill that would make it easier for local communities to change zoning laws and spur the building of more housing across the state.
Building a stronger, more equitable, more resilient, and more successful Commonwealth rests on several pillars. But one of the most important ones is delivering a big increase in housing production. We absolutely, positively must get this one done in this session.
During Baker's first term, the legislature passed two major bills to address the opioid epidemic that Baker said helped make Massachusetts one of just a few states where overdose deaths have come down since 2017.
But on behalf of the people of this Commonwealth, and especially the families and family members who deal with this addiction issue every single day, I want to thank you for all that you've done, and we look forward to working with you going forward as we continue to battle this deadly disease. Thank you.
Highlighting accomplishments during his first 4 years, Baker cited the elimination of a structural budget deficit, the buildup of the state's rainy day fund, reforms of the state's child welfare agency, and an end to the practice of putting homeless families in motel rooms.
As I look forward, I'm grateful that we're taking on difficult policy issues from a position of strength.
Also sworn in for a second 4-year term Thursday was Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito.
And I, for one, am filled with optimism and excitement and gratitude for the opportunity to stand with each of you and continue this great journey.
Baker and Polito have inauguration events scheduled later Friday in Springfield and Worcester. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.